With this Spring Sports Spotlight on 92.1 KRLS, I'm Andrew Schneider. After an impressive senior class moves on to track in college, and with a large group of inexperienced but talented freshmen and sophomores moving up into varsity roles without any high school experience, a Pella High School senior will face a challenge of filling the leadership gap on a Lady Dutch track and field program loaded with potential in 2021. Ashley Blommers will be the most experienced returning varsity runner when the green and white spring teams resume competition, after qualifying for state as a member of the 4x800 relay team, both as a freshman and sophomore, and being a part of the 4x400 team that featured her older sister Lindsay in the prelims last year, as well as current seniors Caroline McMartin and Elsie Thorson, a history-making duo that Ashley says she'll miss racing with.
For me, it's just like a big part of losing this season, because I won't ever get a run with Elsie and Caroline again, like running the 4x4. And I didn't get to like have a chance to even for one race with them. So that was kind of just a disappointment, because I've looked forward to running with them through cross country and through track. And with them being one of my best friends, it's just hard that I won't get to compete with them next year. So that I lost the opportunity this year to compete with them. But one thing that has been like keeping my head high is that we still can meet and like go on runs together, or just like hang out outside and do stuff together. So that makes it easier so that I'm not like losing the chance of seeing them and stuff.
Ashley says she thought the 4x400 relay had a huge opportunity to be a signature event for the Lady Dutch this spring. And it will turn into one of the larger question marks when practices and hopefully races start back up next March.
Well, for sure, I know that the 4x4 really touched my heart last year when we came into being in last for the 4x4. And we went from eighth, and then we just did so well last year in the 4x4. And I was really looking forward to running the 4x4 again and making those memories. And we even lost Emily and Lindsay last year for the 4x4. So we had to gain someone this year, and we were hoping that Rose could have filled in that spot. So I'm really missing on the memory of making that team. And so now we'll just have to wait next year and see who three people that can fill it in, and hopefully I'll be the fourth.
As one of the few varsity returners in both cross country and on the track, Blommers has been focusing hard on training with the hope of being a leader on both teams starting this fall.
Yeah, so I will start cross country training like every day, running every day here like at the end of May. So just like right now, I'm just trying to stay in shape by walking or running or biking. I just try to get outside every day and do something. My dad made a gym downstairs in our basement, and I've done some lifting and stuff down there, but I just really just try to keep exercising outside and just keep getting the air, so it's the air quality. I'm so used to that for cross country.
The most daunting challenge, Blommer says, will be building a bridge to a large number of young athletes hungry to compete and to bond together and add to the recent run of elite success for Lady Dutch track and field.
This year we had like a month of practice, and so we got to like at least try and grow a bond with the underclassmen and the girls that have never gone out for track this year. And so just watching like the seniors' role and them like being like the mom of the group and like trying to take over and get everyone to focus and like build friendships up, I feel like next year it'll be really easy, because this year just like the first day of practice just seemed like we had been practicing for months now. Like it was so easygoing, and everyone just like got along with each other. So I feel like next year being a senior, it'll be really fun to experience it. Just everyone being one family and everyone just loving on each other and stuff.
For the Spring Sports Spotlight about Pella High School junior Ashley Blommers, I'm Andrew Schneider on KRLS.